two.
To save our environment.
All of the above.
What do we want?
Dream Act.
What do we want?
Now.
What do we want?
30 to 40 people gathered outside the Hotel Denver in Glenwood Springs on Monday, September 18th. Where U.S. Congressman Scott Tipton and Colorado Representative Bob Rankin joined the Glenwood Springs Chamber Resort Association for a private luncheon. Most protesters held colorful signs defending recipients of DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program created by the Obama administration and rescinded by President Trump earlier this month.
So would you like to speak a little bit to what brings you here today?
The Dream Act.
The Dream Act?
Yeah, I think it's ready. It's on the shelf, ready to go. No reason to wait. Let's get it passed. Let's take the uncertainty away from the young people that are subject to it and take it off the table. Most people support it overwhelmingly. And it doesn't need to be used as a chip, bargaining chip with any kind of budgetary decisions. It can stand on its own. And so I'm here to tell our representative that we need to get it done quickly.
And your name?
Joyce Jenkins.
I'm Donna Grauer. We are here to remind Representative Tipton and Bob Rankin, who's a state representative, about the importance of DACA. We want to defend the DACA people and the Dreamers, and we're supporting the Dream Act of 2017.
Why outside the Hotel Denver?
Because Tipton and Rankin are both here speaking at the Chamber of Commerce meeting.
Tipton expressed his support for the termination of DACA as a program created unilaterally by President Obama, bypassing the legislative process. Although he has called for a compassionate and common sense replacement, Tipton has yet to endorse the 2017 DREAM Act, co-sponsored by Colorado Senators Michael Bennett and Cory Gardner.
I know a lot of young people who have gone through the DACA protocols, and they're devastated. And this is just not fair. For some of them, it's the only country they know. For all intents and purposes, they're Americans.
Right.
My name is AJ Hasbrook. I'm here today because I support my neighbors, our community, and all of us in this country. We all belong here, and we have to stand up for each other. It's not the time to be quiet. We have to be loud and demand respect for all of us and compassion for all of us.
Although DACA was the primary focus of the rally organized by Indivisible Colorado, other issues such as environmental protections, health care, and criminal justice reform were also highlighted. For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.